You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A new report has highlighted the pressure major infrastructure projects are putting on local businesses and communities. The research from the New Zealand Institute of Economic Research shows short-term disruptions are being felt across the country, from Auckland's City Rail Link to Wellington's Let's Get Wellington Moving, and CBD upgrades in Tauranga and Dunedin. While it's widely accepted that Aotearoa needs to invest in infrastructure to future-proof the economy, Retail NZ says more support is needed to help businesses get through the long and often disrupted construction periods. I spoke to Retail NZ's Chief Executive, Caroline Young, to find out more on this. Could you firstly tell us a bit more about the challenges local businesses and communities have been facing lately as a result of infrastructure construction?
There's a range of infrastructure works taking place around the country, and the problem when they're occurring is that it's a significant disruption within the area where it's occurring. So you've got situations where you've got lots of dust, you've got difficult signage, lack of parking, no through traffic from foot traffic, which is really critical for retail. You know, people are uncertain if businesses are open or not open. Businesses incur increased costs during these times to try and promote themselves more to get people to come to the area. So it's a really tricky time during the construction phase of new infrastructure projects for retailers.
What do you think the main cause of these issues is?
So when you're in the middle of infrastructure or some construction that's in your area, it causes a whole lot of issues for retailers. As I outlined earlier, so you've got lots of increased dust and dirt in the area, you've got lack of parking, it's difficult to know whether businesses are open or closed. Businesses incur greater costs during that time because they're trying to advertise and promote themselves more. And generally people aren't coming into the area because, you know, the access is really difficult, which is why it's difficult for businesses to stay open or to have sustained trading at the same levels that they would normally have.
Would you say outdated infrastructure is an underlying factor here?
If you're talking about the challenges that businesses face when there's construction going on in their area, it's kind of different than having outdated infrastructure. You know, outdated infrastructure is a problem across New Zealand, and investment needs to be done in terms of updating broad infrastructure, whether it's water, whether it's technology, whatever it is that needs to be done to improve the infrastructure in and around New Zealand. What needs to be done when you're looking at new projects around significant infrastructure is continuing to invest in the businesses that are being impacted by the changes that are taking place when the infrastructure is being built during that construction phase, which often goes on for 2, 3, 4, and in Auckland's case, maybe 7 years before these projects are finished. So it's a long time for businesses to sustain, you know, that disruption in their environment.
And how have projects like Auckland City Rail Link and Wellington's Let's Get Wellington Moving had an impact on businesses?
Well, we've seen a number of businesses close. It's been really difficult for people to survive when the foot traffic is much lower and people can't get, you know, they can't find parks or they don't come to the area because it's so disruptive. So it certainly had a significant financial impact on a number of businesses. A number have closed and a number have talked about, you know, laying off staff or changing opening hours and those sorts of things because just to accommodate the challenges with the construction.
What support is currently available for businesses that are struggling, and which further support is Retail New Zealand calling for?
The support is different in different regions because, you know, the councils have invested in different ways. So if you look at the City Rail Link in Auckland, the government, alongside Auckland City Council, put together a substantive fund to support businesses during the time. So it was several million dollars. Whereas in Wellington, you know, the piece down Thorndon Quay, for example, which has been part of the last part of Let's Get Wellington Moving, they offered businesses $1,500, but it wasn't a straight offer of cash. It was an offer of funding for specific purposes if your business met certain criteria. So it was quite a bit more restrictive and not everybody was able to access it. So it can vary significantly, just really depends on, you know, what that council has negotiated, whether the government's been part of that, you know, has it been done from the start or was it done partway through the project. There's a range of things that happen. If you look at Tauranga or Dunedin, there would have been different solutions that have been offered in those areas as well.
And what suggestions does Retail New Zealand have moving forward?
Well, when you look at the NZIR research that's been done, the key thing that they've identified is that you need to actually take into account the cost to local businesses when the construction is taking place and put in place an appropriate fund to support businesses to get through. So I think that's the key thing. And some of that funding would be directly for businesses, and other parts of funding would be how you support and promote the area and make sure that it's easy to access and there's better availability of parking than what they have been historically as you're approaching into the project, so that it's not done as an afterthought and it's not done with no funding, but it's actually part of the total funding bid.
And that was Retail NZ's Chief Executive Carolyn Young speaking to us about the impact major infrastructure projects across the country are having on surrounding businesses.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.